Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
That you've given us, and all things we ask for, everything is ours. So, I want you to see something in the Word about how clear God made it, about how, with all these promises that you can see, I want you to turn to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and I want you to see what Jesus said you can do in Mark 16, 17, and 18. It is just amazing the promises that God put in His Word. Mark 16, 17, and 18. Look at this. Mark 16, 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, let me see a show of hands. How many of you are a believing believer? Okay, if you're not a believing believer, then you need to become a believing believer. A believing believer is one that these signs will follow. You can do these things. So you want to be a believing believer. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils. Did he say you might throw out devils, or did he say you shall? You shall. So you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. And then the next verse, 18. You shall take up serpents, and if you drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You shall lay hands on the sick. Now, wait a minute. If there's anybody that's sick that's here today, if you don't forget that verse in Mark 16, 17, and 18, when you go to one of our prayer teams, there's only one, after you repent of your sin, there's only one thing you have to remember, and that's that scripture, Mark 16, 17, and 18. And it says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Is that what it said? So let me do that. Did I just do what God said to?
Yes, you did.
So if you were sick, you would get well.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful.
Did he make that difficult?
No.
So why do we not miss it? Why do we miss it, I mean?
We don't believe it.
Isn't that something? So is this your wife?
It is.
Okay, so if she ever had a problem and y'all are at home, all she's got to do is repent of her sin and you reach over and touch her and say, be healed, honey. You don't really even have to say nothing. Just touch her. In Jesus' name. And what did he say would happen?
She'd be healed.
She'd be healed. So it shouldn't be a problem, right?
That's right.
I mean, my wife, George's wife, we do it all the time, don't we, George?
Yeah.
I mean, Becky loves it. Cheryl loves it, you know. It's wonderful to be a child of the King and know you're a child of God and know that his promises are yes and amen all the time. Absolutely. Yeah, you can all. Yeah. I mean, the more of the Word of God that you know and understand, the easier it is to get people healed. You know, but people, you know, when they start getting sick, they just have a problem believing. It can't be that simple. Surely there's more to it than this. But that's all I got to do according to the Word.
Amen.
Touch you in the name of Jesus. And then he didn't even say, you had to believe. He says, oh, me, if I touch you and I have no doubt. In other words, I'll tell you, we was over to Home Depot here a while back getting some stuff, and there was a little Spanish lady checking us out. And she goes up there and gets in front of the cash register, and she does something like this. And Dave said, ma'am, is there something wrong with you? And she said, I have a migraine headache. It's killing me. Dave said, ma'am, can we pray for you? But as he's saying that, I'm standing up here on this end, and as she's turned around to the cash register, as soon as she starts talking that I have this migraine headache, Jesus said, all I got to do is lay hands on them and they'll get well. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
So what do you think we should do in a case like that?
Lay hands
on them. So I'm standing behind her, So I start toward her head, and just as I get to about right here, Dave says, "Ma'am, can we pray for you?" She says, "No." And since she said that, I had just touched her. I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but it's too late." I said, "Your headache is gone, I guarantee it." She stood up a minute, and she looked, and she said, "My God, it's gone." I said, "Well, ma'am, it was Jesus." I said, "He lives right in here." "Does he live right in here in each one of you?"
Amen.
"And what did he say you had to do?"
"Lay hands."
"Lay hands." Isn't that difficult?
"No, not so easy. A baby can do it."
Well, now, so what are we letting the enemy beat up on us all this time for? Why don't we just confess our sin? Why don't we, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're at the airport. I don't care if you're in the grocery store. If you're walking along and somebody's in a wheelchair, you ought to walk by and drag your hand on them, if nothing else. You know, that's like Ayesha, Dave's wife. They go to a Church of Christ sometime on Sunday morning. Well, we don't have Sunday morning services. And she tries to pray for some of the ladies over there, and they don't believe in healing. So I said something here a while back. I said, "You know, you can take that scripture," said, "just lay hands on them and they'll get healed. You don't have to pray for them or nothing." I said, "Walk up to somebody and say, 'Good morning, sir. How are you doing?'" You just laid hands on them, right?
Right.
I said, "Just say, 'Good morning, how are you doing?'" And they say, "Well, I'm not feeling well this morning." He said, "Oh, you're going to feel better soon, I guarantee." Is that kind of deceptive? But it works, doesn't it?
Yes.
See, that way they don't even know what you're doing. And in a little while, in fact, I think it's happened to you, a time or two or three, that afternoon or that evening service or whatever, when they come back and they said, "You know, I felt so bad this morning when you prayed with me, or when you shook my hand, but said, I really feel good this afternoon." See, did we do what Jesus said?
Yes.
Just think how difficult it is for Jesus to heal the sick. We don't even want him to heal us. Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
That is so sad. And we got all these promises in his word, all these wonderful promises. But just look at that. "But these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing..." Has anybody ever had a wasp sting or a snake bite or anything like that when you went to the doctor? Did you know that scripture right there will take care of that? In other words, I had a lady over in Louisville, Flower Mound. I went over and taught a Bible study class on Tuesday night for a couple of hours for 2 or 3 months. One of the ladies' son, he was out, him and the boys out in the backyard in the spring, and they was turning over tables and playing and everything. They didn't realize a big old bumblebee nest was under one of those. And so this big old bees and bumblebees, not a red wasp, still bumblebees and big things. And so anyway, he turned that table over, and they come flying out of there, and a couple of them hit him shoulder, neck, and whatever. Many was running in the house. He says, "Mom, I got to have some medicine. Got to have some medicine. I've been stung by a couple of bumblebees. Mom, it's burning like crazy." Mom runs in and gets the Bible. He said, "Mom, I need medicine, not the Bible." She says, "Son, I've just learned in these Bible studies the Bible is the most powerful medicine we have." So she said, "I took those and I laid my hands on those promises and laid my hands on those burns." I said, "Now, it is written in Mark 16:18. Said, "It is written, no deadly poison shall hurt my son." This is my boy, in Jesus' name. She said, "Lord, thank you for taking away his pain." And he said, "Mom, that's awesome. The pain totally went away."
Hallelujah.
Now, does God honor his word?
Yes, he does.
Is he the one that said these kind of things?
Yes, he is.
Isn't it awesome to see God do these kind of things? He's such an awesome God. I mean, he is an awesome God. "We shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Just like this young lady said over here. That's mere child stuff, right? Anybody can lay hands on somebody. We just don't believe these wonderful promises. In fact, Cheryl and I went to Norway here a while back, and they asked me to teach the seminary class that one day. And so When I go around the room, I'm shaking hands with everybody. And as I'm going around the room shaking hands, I come up with this lady. And I stuck my hand out to shake hands with this lady and that hand over there. And as I started to take it, I looked and her hand was all shriveled up. And it was all, you know, like in a knot, you know, and everything. She couldn't open it. And I looked at that hand and I just kind of laid my hand in under it and laid my other hand on top. And I said, "Ma'am, may the Lord bless you." And instantly, right in my hand, her hand became normal. What can God do? He can do anything. I mean, just believe that He can do anything. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He wants to do good things for His children. And we're not servants. We're not even friends. We're sons and daughters. Wow. Let me show you something under the law. Let me show you. These are nearly everything we've talked about here today, this afternoon, I mean, has been things that were under grace. And if you're walking in grace with God, all these things work for you. If you're living in any kind of sin, they won't work for you. You need to walk in love with everybody. But let's go back and look at just a few little things, and I'll show you some of the way I learned how to walk in faith. Let's go to Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. And he said, "If you will diligently hearken," now this is under the law, "if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now, there's several good pieces of information in that scripture. First of all, you see where sickness comes from. Where does sickness come from according to that scripture? God. Yeah, absolutely. God, he says, "If you'll give ear to my commandments, keep all my statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have put upon the Egyptians." So who can put the sickness on you, or who can take it off of you? God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "How You Become Righteous," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.